The game with big bucks and whammies is back, bigger and better than ever. It's time to play Whammy, the all-new Press Your Luck. It's a special Halloween edition. And now, welcome our host, the Grim Reaper himself, Todd Newton. Well, thank you very much, everybody. Thank you, Gary Kroger. And may I say, nice costume to you, sir. Here we are at the show where you can spin your way to big bucks and some great Halloween prizes. But first, we must meet today's players.
Hi, I'm Tracy Harris. I'm high school basketball coach, but today I'm Dennis Rodman, the bride.
Hi, I'm Sarah. I'm a lawyer, originally from Pennsylvania, but today I'm dressed as Judge Judy.
Hi, my name is Ben. I'm an insurance adjuster from Los Angeles, California, but today I'm Ozzy Osbourne.
Players, of course, the question of the day is, are you ready to press your luck?
Yes.
All right. Now, we're going to get things going here by giving each one of you $1,000 to start things off. You can add to that by taking a chance on the big game board that you see right there. It has hundreds of thousands of dollars of cash and prizes loaded on it, including a trip to Dracula's castle in Transylvania. Now you will need to land on the trick space in round one and the treat space in round three. Then you need to win the game, and you will be on your way to Transylvania. And each time you spin, you can add to your total by landing on a square that contains a cash value or a prize. And I'll show you how that works now. Stop! Look at that, an annual supply of M&Ms, huh? It makes perfect sense since we're celebrating Halloween today. I tell you what, we've got some M&Ms for all of our players and for the audience as well. You like that? M&Ms for everybody. Because, you know, as we like to say around here, you just can't spell Whammy without M&Ms. But you have to be careful because only the Halloween Whammy is a giver, you see. Land on the Whammy on the big board. He'll come out, take all your cash, all your prizes, knock you right out of the rest of the round. Now, the strategy in this round is to take as many spins as you dare without hitting the Whammy. You can freeze at any time if you're afraid of the Whammy or if you think you've already earned enough to win the round. Remember, the player that's in the lead at the end of this round has a big advantage in our final round. The player in the lead at the end of the game is our winner and the only one who gets to keep the cash and prizes they've earned. Okay. We drew backstage to determine who would go first. Ben slash Ozzy, that's you. $1,000 to start. Let's put the big board in motion and see what you can add to that. Good luck, Ben.
All right. No whammies. Stop.
Stop at $740. Sarah, we come down to you. Your first spin of the game. Good luck.
All right. Judge Judy, is it here? You're going to see it. Stop.
Stop at $450.
All right.
Tracy, quite possibly the tallest person we've had on this show, 6 feet 14 inches tall. Let's see what you can add to your 1,000. Good luck.
Come on, I need those basketball tickets. Stop
at $1,000. Tracy, $2,000 now. We've made it all the way down the line without hitting a whammy, so we add more whammies to the board. Here they come. Back to you, Ben. $1,740. You're currently in second place. Do you want to freeze or press your luck?
I'm going to press the luck. All right. No whammies. Stop.
Stop it, old whammy.
M&Ms.
Gotta love those M&Ms, but you don't love the whammies. Knocked you down to zero, Ben, and took you right out of this first round, which means Sarah and Tracy, it's only between the two of you now. Second place for you, Sarah, currently $1,450. Freeze or press your luck.
Oh, pressing my luck. All right, Judy, stop
at $470. New total of $2,000. I'm sorry, $1,920 for Sarah. Tracy, we come to you with $2,000. You are currently in first place. You want to freeze and take that into your final round?
I'm going to press it one more time, baby. One more time. Because I need those basketball tickets. I need that basketball arcade game. And stop
at a home gym. That's worth $250, Tracy. Now, another trip down the line means another trip to the board and more whammies coming your way. Sarah, back to you, $1,920. What would you like to do, freeze or press your luck?
Pressing my luck. Pressing my luck. All right, all right. Judge Judy wants to gamble, but
today, stop. Stop at the trick car, or you can spin again. Do you want the trick car?
Judge Judy wants a trick.
That trip to Transylvania. Land on the treat card in the final round, end up winning the game, and you're on your way to Dracula's Castle.
Excellent. All right,
Sarah, very nice.
Tracy,
now we come to you. $2,250. What's it going to be? Freeze or press your luck?
You know, I really want that home gym. I really want that home gym. I'm going to just freeze it right here.
He's going to freeze it right there.
Freeze it right here. Work out before
$2,250. It's what any blushing bride would do. All right. Sarah, before you let us know if you're going to freeze or press your luck, we must warn you of the whammies that are appearing on the board now. You have $1,920. You trail Tracy by just about $300. What would you like to do, freeze or press your luck?
Freezing. I'm freezing.
She's going to freeze. She wants that trip to Transylvania.
Oh, yeah.
At the end of the first round, we have Ben with $0 and a whammy. Sarah in second place with $1,920. And Tracy will have the advantage in our final round with $2,250. We must take a short break, but when our very special Halloween edition of Whammy, the all-new Press Your Luck returns, the question round. Welcome back to our very special Halloween edition of Whammy, the all-new Press Your Luck. Before we jump into our question round, let's get to know these three colorful characters right over here. Ben, we're going to start with you. When you're not dressing up as your favorite rock stars, what do you like to do?
I'm an insurance adjuster in Los Angeles, California, and I just do a lot of driving around the city, honestly.
That's an interesting hobby. Buckle up and be safe. Thank you, Ben. Good to have you here. Good luck to you today. Sarah, so when you're not dressed up as Judge Judy, you're an attorney.
Isn't it crazy?
That is crazy. Are you aspiring to be a judge someday, following in Judy's footsteps, perhaps?
As long as they don't look up what I did in college, then we'll be on good terms.
Fantastic. All right. A pleasure to have you here, Sarah. Tracy, our bride-to-be. Exactly how tall are you, may I ask?
6'5.5".
Was it difficult finding a wedding dress that was going to fit a 6'5.5" tall man with a 40-inch waist?
Actually, in Hollywood, California, no, it wasn't.
Okay.
It wasn't. Surprisingly, no.
Good to have you here. All right, players, now we're going to give you a chance to earn some spins for the final round of our game. The more spins you earn, the better chance you have on winning the game. This is how the question round works. I will ask you a question. The first player to buzz in gets to answer that question. That answer then becomes one of three choices for the remaining two players. A correct buzz-in answer gets you three spins, while a correct multiple-choice answer gets you one spin. Okay? All right, very well. Here comes question number one. The play The Crucible follows one of the many witch trials that occurred in what?
Salem.
New England City. Is it Salem, Providence, or New Haven? Sarah?
Salem.
Tracy?
Yeah, Salem.
Yes, Salem. Ben, you get three spins. Sarah, a spin for you. And Tracy, a spin for you. Next question. Tell me what day of the week shares its name with the first name of the daughter in the... Ben?
Wednesday.
Adams family. Is it Wednesday, Tuesday, or Thursday? Sarah?
Wednesday.
Tracy?
Wednesday.
It is indeed Wednesday. Very good, players. Ben, another three spins for you puts you at six. Sarah, a spin for you brings you up to two. Tracy, same for you. You're now at two. Leads us into our next question. According to the nursery rhyme, Peter, Peter, pumpkin eater, had a wife and couldn't what her? Sarah?
Keep her.
Keep her, feed her, or eat her? Ben?
Eat her.
Tracy?
Eat her.
He had a wife and could not keep her. Sarah, three spins for you put you at five. Ben and Tracy stay at 6 and 2, because apparently eat her is an incorrect answer. Next question. Reptile rodent, or insect? The creepy, crawly thing called a weevil is a member of what pesky, Sarah?
Insect.
Family of animals. Is it insect, reptile, or rodent? Ben?
Rodent.
Tracy?
Insect.
The weevil is a member of the insect family. Yes. Ben, you stay at six. Sarah, you pick up three spins there. You wrap up the question round with eight. And Tracy, one spin for you means you will have three spins to take into the final round. And when we come back, over $100,000 on the big board looking for a home with this very special Halloween edition of Whammy, the All-New Treasure Luck returns.
The Argus internet-ready digital camera with color LCD cyber display and audio and video recording capabilities. Sleek styling with an innovative design for today's lifestyle. An American tradition since 1936 from Argus.
Welcome back to the final round of our very special Halloween edition of Whammy, the all-new Press Your Luck. Ladies and gentlemen, on that big board right there, over $100,000 in cash and prizes, and like always, some whammies. Be careful, if you hit a whammy, they will grab all your cash and leave you flat broke. And if you hit four of them, you will be eliminated from the game in a painful, painful fashion. Then be careful, you have one. All right? And as if the whammies were not enough for you, the big board now features double whammies. The double whammies not only take all your money, they come out here, they will mess with you on national television. Now, in this final round, there is more strategy. Because here, you can pass your remaining spins to the opponent in the lead, hoping that they hit a whammy. And the leader must take the spins that have been passed to them, even you, Dennis Rodman, in a wedding gown. Remember, only the player in the lead at the end of this game gets to take home all their cash and all their prizes. Now, Sarah, since you already have your trick token there, you are halfway to winning yourself the trip to Dracula's Castle in Transylvania. Land on the treat in this round, then win the game, and you will be on your way to Transylvania. All right, Sarah?
Good enough.
All right. Now, Tracy, you have the advantage of going last in this round. You are in first place with $2,250. Ben, you have the least amount of money with zero. You have one whammy, but you have six spins. You're going first here. Would you like to press your luck and get started?
I'm going to press my luck.
Let's begin.
Come on, come on. Big bucks. Big bucks. Big bucks. Stop.
Stop. And a trip to Cabo San Lucas. Trip puts you in first place with $3,745. Five spins to go, Ben. Press your luck or pass.
Press my luck. Come on, big bucks. Big bucks. Stop.
Stop, El Whammy.
Belius, Belius, I'm stealing your winningness.
Ben, right down to zero you go. Four spins to get yourself back in the game. Do you want to press your luck?
I gotta press my luck. All right, no whammies, no whammies. Big bucks, go.
Ben, garden furniture worth $1,390. Third place, Ben, three spins. Press your luck or pass?
Press my luck. All right, no whammies, no whammies. Big bucks, stop.
Stop, and a double whammy.
The money's gotta be around here somewhere.
Ben, right back down to zero you go. You have the luxuries of no more whammies. One more and the game is over for you. You still have two spins here. Would you like to press your luck and try and get back into the game?
I gotta press my luck!
Let's go. I think I speak on behalf of the Halloween Whammy when I say, bye-bye, Benny. That's your fourth and final whammy. Unfortunately, you're out of the game, Ben, which means Sarah, Tracy, it is now just between the two of you, ladies. Sarah, you have $1,920. You're currently in second place. You trail Tracy by $330, but you do have eight spins. Would you like to press your luck now and get started?
Press my luck.
Let's go.
Press my luck.
Ben, a man's wardrobe worth $1,200. Into first place you go, Sarah. 31-27 spins. Press your luck or pass.
Press it.
And an emerald ring worth $1,000. $4,120. Six spins. Press your luck or pass, Sarah.
I'm pressing. And
stop and a digital camcorder. Valued at $1,799. Sarah, that brings you up to $5,919. We will take a short break. When we come back, the question will be answered. Five spins remaining. Will Sarah pass or press her luck?
Runners up will also receive Halloween party packs from Spencer Gifts. Everything from disco balls to glow-in-the-dark accessories. Spencer Gifts, your Halloween headquarters.
Spencer Gifts, the only place to go, especially this time of year. Well, here's the situation. Sarah, you're in first place now, $5,919 before the break. I said you had five spins to work with here, and it stands. Do you want to press your luck, or do you want to pass to Tracy?
I will, in fact, press my luck. All right, come on,
and
kick butt.
Stop, and a double whammy.
Mommy's home. And I've got some lovely fruit and vegetables.
Sarah knocks you down to zero. Trick or treat, young lady. Unfortunately, that takes away your trick card, which means you will not be going to Transylvania to visit Dracula. Sarah, four spins to go. What would you like to do with those spins? Move one space to an electronic library, $1,750 or a dining collection.
I want the money!
She wants the money. She has $1,750, which puts her in second place now. Sarah, three spins. Press your luck or pass them to Tracy.
Press my luck! All right, that's one of my ones. Getting
it! Stop! And a southern vacation worth $2,500, Sarah.
All right.
$4,250 means you are in first place with two spins remaining. What would you like to do?
Press my luck! Press my luck! All right, baby needs something to win!
Stop! Stop at $800. $5,050, one spin left, Tracy. If you press your luck and hit a whammy, you will be down to zero. You will have no spins left. What would you like to do? Press your luck or pass it to Tracy? Entertainment Center, which is valued at $1,199. Sarah, you have $6,249 now, and it takes us to Tracy, $2,250, currently in second place. You trail Tracy by $3,999. You have three spins to catch up. Do you want to press your luck now, Tracy?
I'm pressing my luck. Come on, I'm wearing a dress. I need that men's wardrobe. I need some money to buy my own clothes and stuff.
Stop it, $4,000. $6,250 means you are in first place by $1, sir. Ma'am, sir, you have three spins. What would you like to do?
I need a little bit bigger lead. I gotta press my luck. I need that trip to Jamaica. I'm gonna need a vacation after this.
One more time, he said.
Press it, baby. Come on, I need that vacation. I need a vacation. And stop!
Stop! It's $700 in a spin. $11,950. Still three spins. What would you like to do, Tracy? Press your luck or pass back to Sarah? And he passes back to you, Sarah.
We're going to pass it.
$6,249. You have three spins you must take. You trail right. Him by over $5,700. Here comes your first spin now.
All right. Come on. I need $5,000.
Stop at $4,000 in a spin. $10,249.
Right.
Two more spins you must take. Here comes the next one.
All right. Come on.
Stop at all.
Don't ever press your luck with the family.
Sarah, you're down to zero. We'll put that spin in your pass column up into the earned column, which means you now have two spins to work with. What would you like to do?
I am spinning again. Press my luck. All right, all right.
Stop it. Move one space to $1,200 or a comic strip lithograph.
Which would you like?
The comic strip lithograph is worth $1,400. Sarah, you are $10,550 behind Tracy. You have one spin. You need something that gives you at least another spin to stay in the game, or you can pass to Tracy. He must take that spin, and if he hits a whammy, you will be the winner. What would you like to do? Press your luck or pass, Sarah. Hollywood makeover worth $800. It's not enough, Sarah. Tracy, you are the winner. $11,950 in cash and prizes. I now turn you over to the spookiest voice on television, Gary Kroger, to tell you what you've won.
Tracy, you've won a home gym. Put that together with $11,700 in cash. Your grand total is $11,950.
You know, since we've had such a good time here today and both of you were such good sports, you're not going to walk away losers. In addition to all the wonderful M&Ms that we're going to give you, we're going to give you each $1,000 in whammy cash to take home. Yes, indeed. And Tracy, congratulations to you. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. And you thought the costume was scary. We'll see you next time on Whammy, the all-new Press Your Luck.
Bye-bye.